Welcome to the Vok Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Vok Podcast. This time, I'm back at it again with professional voice actor and actor Dennis Bateman, who perhaps you guys might know best as the spy and pirate from Team Fortress 2. Thanks so much again, Dennis, for accepting my invite. How are you doing today?
Very well, Ronald. Great to see you again, and great to touch base with all the fans.
Well, it's been so much fun with, having on these Team Fortress 2 voices and everything. Although we still have a few to go, but it's good to have you back here and chat about Team Fortress 2 and whatever else you're doing at the moment. So tell me, what are you up to nowadays? What do you do these days? Any voiceover work or theater stuff?
I do voiceover work on a regular basis in a series that also involves John and Ellen Lowry. Mm-hmm. And that is the Oral Vision radio or audio series. Mm-hmm. of radio dramas. And the one I'm most involved with is the Further Adventures of Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
And so I appear in every one of those shows, and we do quite a few recordings every year for those.
I actually listened to that, I think an episode of that. And I think, if I remember correctly, didn't you voice Watson?
No, that is a man named, another actor named Lawrence Albert. He's been with this audio series since the very, well, not the beginning, but for many, many years. He was basically the assistant producer, I think, of the series. Mm-hmm. And it was owned and run by an old-time radio personality here named Jim French.
Yeah.
A man of the old school with a very beautiful pear-shaped tones, as we say.
Mm. Well, believe it or not. We know it. The Valve people know him too, because I'm not sure if you are aware, but he was working with Valve on some video games, not Team Fortress 2 specifically, but for example, Left 4 Dead. You've been in that as well.
Yes, I think I had heard something about that. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. And unfortunately, he passed away, I think, in 2017.
Yes, that was a shame. He had a long, long career, and the voice of God, basically. So we miss Jim a lot. But Larry was with him, and when Jim passed away, John and Larry both acquired the rights to continue with the series, and so they've changed the name to Oral Vision LLC. Mm-hmm. And we record them in a different location now, but it's very active. Yeah, we're doing one next week, by the way.
Oh, wow. That's great promotion, actually, because I was wondering, because, you know, if you do these voiceover works, I suppose you don't always work with John on these audio dramas. So if you don't work with John, do you have like a home studio or anywhere where you could record, or perhaps throughout these COVID times, if you had anywhere to record voiceover?
Oh, yes. COVID, as opposed to many of the performing arts venues, the voice work, the studio voice work was less affected, I feel, by COVID than like theater or film, because, you know, there are a lot more people involved and there's a lot more time spent indoors. The voiceover world is a much more pared down sort of operation. Mm-hmm. And so there's generally very few people in the studio. The sessions generally don't take very long unless you're doing a long narration or an audio book. That's different. But in that case, you're in a studio by yourself generally. So we were able to stay pretty busy, you know, during the COVID years with the voiceover, although, you know, many clients pulled the plug on their campaigns. So while the facilities were available and easy to keep sanitary and all that sort of thing, there were a lot of businesses that just stopped advertising and producing things. So that did have a downward pressure on us, but it seemed to be getting back to normal now.
Well, yes. I mean, it's important to keep it positive, and let's hope everything will get back to as it used to be. Although this war with between Ukraine and Russia isn't really helping with that, unfortunately. But let's hope everything will be sorted out as soon as possible, and hopefully we won't.
In answer to your other question, I do in terms of a home studio. I don't have a fully functional professional studio. I have a studio where I can produce some sessions, but generally I use it for auditions. Or in the case of today, there was a piece of dialogue or announcing, I should say, from one of the Sherlock Holmes shows that somehow didn't get recorded when we did the session. So Larry contacted me and said, you know, I need an MP3 file on this these particular lines. Can you fire one off to me? So I did that this morning from my home studio.
All right. I mean, that sounds good to me. You know, I mean, you don't necessarily have to have a fully professional studio for auditions. So, I mean,
no,
it's good. It's good that you have it.
No, in fact, the spy and the pyro and probably all of my video game voice work, I booked through my little desk right here with my editing software and a sort of substitute sound card called an A to D converter and my microphone. So very simple.
What a magical little table lies next to you.
Yes, I'm still amazed that I booked the spy there, and he was going strong for probably going on 15 years, you know, in terms of the set and the recording sessions.
Yes, it's crazy how much all of you guys have been recording throughout the years. And I mean, you did two characters and Gary did two as well. I mean, it's just crazy how different those voices could be in Gary's case and your case too. I mean, wow, the demo man and the heavy and Gary's
Gary has amazing range. Gary does.
You do too, though, because no one would ever be able to tell that the pyro and the spy are voiced by the same actor. So
that's good. Yes, and then there's a voice. There's another voice I do in the Dota game called the Invoker, and his voice is from another realm altogether. So. But, you know, some of this has to do with the sort of post-production and the editing, the sweetening and things like that that the producers do on their end. So, you know, our voices can be enhanced the same way as Bing, you know, as Frank Sinatra on a studio recording. So that's part of the magic as well.
Well, I personally haven't played Dota, so I don't know how the Invoker sounds. I, of course, did my research here and there when we first did the interview, but since I'm sure we have some Dota listeners, I'm not sure if you can kind of remember the voice you did or anything. If you could say in that voice for the Dota fans, I'm sure they would be amused.
Oh, gosh. I could certainly do the voice. It's a little out of context without the proper sort of dialogue. It's a little strange, but maybe I just take a little line of Shakespeare. And the voice was, of course, was done, produced in an echo chamber sort of effect. So you have to imagine that. But it was something, you might imagine something like, "Time hath my lord a wallet at his back, wherein he puts alms for oblivion. A great-sized monster of ingratitudes," that sort of thing.
Wow, that's wonderful. And again, I'm getting back to the fact that, you know, some actors even voice more characters, like John, for example. I think he did 8 there, and I mean that's just crazy, you know.
Like, on Dota.
Yeah, on Dota, 8 different voices.
I can imagine. Wow.
Yeah. So, okay, moving on. We have quite a few Team Fortress 2 questions, as you could expect. I mean, one of the most popular things you did, I suppose. I mean, that show you were in, I think, Leverage. I think that is considered pretty popular, too.
Oh, good.
Well, I'd hope so. And there's a question from Joyful Cadence. So he is asking, what would you be doing if not acting in voiceover?
Wow. That's a very interesting question, because I generally can think of something to do every week. some other line of work that has always sounded interesting to me, and I would love to be involved with. In fact, as we speak, I'm in the process of researching some historical facts for a screenplay I intend to write. Mm. So that's something that I've had as a sort of on my bucket list, you know, now that I've had more free time during the COVID pandemic, that I've had time just to delve into that. And it's a kind of solo activity. So that was good. Yes, well, I'd love, of course, when we talk to most actors, they say, you know, what I really want to do is direct. So after all the acting I've done and experience with directors that I felt were really helpful and supportive of actors, and others that maybe weren't so much that way, I'd like to try my hand at directing too. So that's something that might be on my plate. But gosh, I have little businesses, you know, and things like that that I would love to be involved with. So,
Well, I mean, really, if you do happen to, you know, write that screenplay and perhaps direct it, then I think we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to it. You know, whatever, if you'd like to promote, I mean, you know, we're here. And I mean, you have an Instagram profile too. I'm not sure if you still operate it or not.
I do. Unfortunately, I haven't been on it much lately. I've just been really busy preparing for this trip and then going away for a month. But I do need to get back in touch with the players and friends on Instagram for sure.
Yeah. Speaking of social media, so there has been this trend going on social media where the TF2 voice actors would put together a funny video of themselves acting as their TF2 characters, sometimes even cosplaying like John did. It's called, Search for the Sand. No, the Sandwich Saga. So that's what they call it, the fans. But basically, it's about the TF2 voices acting out a scene live. So it's live action. And the people were wondering if perhaps you'd be involved as well, if you can say anything about
this. Well, coincidentally, I was out of the country when this started, I believe, as a result of the PAX West Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. And I did hear from, I believe it was John, while I was gone, saying, wanted to know if I was back in town yet and would I take part in these. And I said, well, not yet, but I will be. And so they have one scheduled for tomorrow. In fact, we're going to be meeting tomorrow to search for this sandwich. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Aga continues tomorrow. I don't know how much, I don't know how much spoiler I should give on it, but but I'm sure it'll be...
You don't need to give a... I mean, I'm not sure as of now when it will be out, but it likely will be out by the time this interview airs. But I was wondering, because by now you probably know, so how will this go? Like, do you get like a script of what you're supposed to say? Or like, because I know John and Gary are great improvisers, right? So I could have imagined that they would have made the scene up on place, but if you have any information that you could share.
I know absolutely nothing, Ronald. Mm-hmm. I'll be coming into this cold turkey, so I'll have to be on my toes as well, because I know I'll be competing with those guys in terms of improv. So I've done a bit. I can usually come up with something goofy right away, so
be a lot of fun.
Looks like it'll be fun. The most difficult part for me right now is trying to find something to wear as the spy, but I'm working on it.
Okay, that's good. A $3,000 machete, whatever suit. Okay, and I'm not sure. Are you aware who's gonna be present tomorrow? If Gary or just John?
I'm not. I know that. I believe in the first one, Gary was. They did one with Gary.
Yes.
And aside from John, Ellen, Gary, and myself, the people who were involved in the live stream autograph signing this summer, I don't know who else is in, involved. I know, I guess Robin, who plays the medic, but he lives in Los Angeles, so I don't know if he'll be there tomorrow or not. So he's on the other end of the country here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, to my knowledge, there are more Comic-Cons being organized, or perhaps you'll get to meet Robin, and hopefully the others will join you too, like Nathan, you know, Scout. I'm not sure.
If that would be great. I mean, the interplay between Spy and Scout is priceless, so I would like to work with Nathan sometime.
Yes. And, okay, there's a question over here. So I didn't ask this last time, but people have been wondering if you are aware that Scout is Spy's son or something like that.
Yes, I've heard something to that effect. Whether there's solid proof of that, I don't know. It's much like the question of whether the Pyro is a woman, so or whether Dennis Bader is dead. So, you know, rumors tend to take on a life of their own.
So maybe
if you may have more evidence on that than I do. Goodness knows, you know, Spy's Spy's career as a Lothario, as a ladies' man, is extensive, I gather. So who knows?
Yeah, I mean, we.
Of course. Well, there's if you see the Meet the Spy video on YouTube. Yeah. Well, there's a little bit of evidence there, but I think it was. I never really took that seriously.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Meet the Spy. That was such a great and funny video. I mean, it acted to be serious, but there was a humor behind it that I saw.
Are you talking about the seduction scene?
That too, but I mean the whole thing, you know, just people, not the classes not realizing that one of them is a spy. So basically, and I'm pretty sure there were in-game voice lines that were acted as a proof that the Scout could be Spy's son, but I think everyone at this point agrees that they are related.
Well, you know, I would rely on the avid players much more than my own knowledge on this. So anyone who has, you know, good evidence of this, I'd be happy to learn it.
I bet.
Although I will say that in terms of my attitude toward the Scout throughout the game, it would be rather a shock to find out that I was actually the father of this juvenile delinquent. So
yeah. And I mean, you know, it's I remember you telling me in our first interview that for the Spy and many other characters that you usually do, if you are looking to learn an accent, you go up to the IDEA website, isn't it? It is, I think.
Yes. That's one of the first places I look. Although I will have to say that I've noticed over the years, I've used IDEA for a long time, especially for British dialects, doing the Sherlock Holmes, where I play many characters.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that, as is happening, I understand, here in the United States, for instance, Southern, what we used to consider Southern dialects, you know, that are kind of a result of, you know, centuries of resettlement by English, you know, the English, mm-hmm. Basically the old Southern dialect that you hear in a lot of old films and things like that, Gone with the Wind, you know, that sort of thing was originally an English accent that got kind of transformed when the settlers came over here. The same is happening, and now they're disappearing, you know, because there's so much migration in the country right now that people are you know, and new generations are not picking up these accents anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I find the same to be a little bit true with the IDEA website. A lot of the old voices, the older person voices that I heard that would have grown up with these dialects, are disappearing from the website and being replaced by younger people who don't have as much of the dialect. So I hope that they can stem the tide of that, because I think we're losing some of that sound, you know, as the years go by.
Yes, I certainly agree with you. I mean, for me, practicing accents, especially Scottish, you know, I got that from Gary, kind of, from the game, because, you know, just listening to him for so many years, I suppose, got me to that point where I'm able to recite his lines with a Scottish accent or something that sounds like that. So, you know, it really helps a lot if you listen to something for a long time. And I think people who'd like to have a French accent should listen to The Spy, because he is great.
You probably know more French people than I do, so I'll take your word for it. I remember when I auditioned for the role, they said, well, we're just looking for a European accent of some sort, so try whatever you like. I tried German, Italian, Spanish, British, and I they said, you know, just not to be politically incorrect, they said, you know, for this character, he's kind of Euro trash, you know, we're looking for a voice like that. And so that was something I could really grab on to. So I wouldn't rely on Spy as a textbook French accent, but I guess, suppose he gets by.
I mean, it's really just great how some of the lines are like said, or the way you say them, because some of them are just so funny. It's hard to imagine the Spy saying them, because Spy is a serious man. And you probably don't remember this, but, you know, as you recorded over the years, there were a lot of updates, having like Halloween hat stuff. And at one point you were saying some prettiest unicorn stuff. The Spy had like a unicorn on his head. And, you know, that was just so funny. I wish I could play you some of those.
Yes, I do too. When I was reciting the autographs, fans would always ask in the special requests, you know, especially for the audio shout outs, I'm thinking of mostly, what are your favorite lines as the Spy, and would you say them, or would you write them on the photograph,
yeah,
of the character? And to be honest, I mean, I had to go hunting for them. It had been so long since I recorded those lines, but I was amazed that all I had to do was put Spy dialogue on my Google search, and I had page after page of the original scripts are there.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I read a lot of those lines that I'd forgotten a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you people are not, not often are gamers, voice actors, but a lot of people, the fans, think you might be. And
yes, I'm sorry to disappoint the fans. I feel there's some that must think that I'm one of the reigning experts on the technique, you know.
Yeah.
And I have to disappoint them there. You know, I've honestly never played the game. I've watched a lot of videos from the game.
Yeah,
I'm sure that I would be killed before I got out the door. So
no, that's completely fine. I mean, we can't expect you people to. I mean, you guys are actors. I mean, you know, we can't expect you to be players. Are you okay with reciting a few lines? Because I got a few requests over here, and I'm not sure if you'd be okay with that.
Sure, why not? Don't feel bad. You did a fine job tossing your little balls around. Don't feel bad. You did a fine job tossing your little balls around.
Okay, so there's a question from Naso. Tell Dennis that I love his work in the Valve games, and ask him if Valve ever wanted to make a movie or a Team Fortress 2 series, if you would be happy to voice Spy or Pyro or both.
I would fight to the death to keep anyone else from doing the Spy.
Okay, I think that's a pretty straightforward answer, Nasa.
No, of course I'd be interested. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel as though I had a hand in creating that character, and I would jump at the chance. And the great thing is, you know, that now we're what, 15 years older than we were when we started, but on for voice work, that doesn't matter.
Yeah. And I mean, It is unfortunate that in this new Dota Netflix series that came out, I think, I'm not sure when, like a year ago. Well, the Invoker was present there, but he was voiced by a different actor.
Oh,
I don't
really?
know.
I didn't know
Yes,
this.
it's
Did not know
unfortunate.
that. Hmm.
But although I
So
can't tell
this is
you.
on, I mean, I haven't heard about this. So this is on Netflix, and
Yes.
it's just called Dota. Is that what it is?
I think it's called Dota Anime or something like that. Although I can't tell you if the actor who did the Invoker there sounded anything like you did, but I don't know. I would guess so. Yeah.
Invoking is a special talent, that's for sure.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm not sure if you have ever heard of Troy Baker, but he is a pretty talented and well-known voice actor in the industry, a young guy, and he did the voice of the Invoker
Troy
there.
Baker.
Troy Baker, yeah. Okay. So we have a request from the Scout. Hey, Dennis, you do a great job at what you do. I hope you're having the greatest year. Also, can you please say, Scout, you're a disappointment?
Scout, you're a disappointment.
These are so hilarious.
What was it? I'm trying to remember the video, which I love so much, where it's from expiration date,
Yes.
where Scout comes sort of hat in hand, hoping that the spy will give him some lessons in how to get a date.
Yes.
And
I think there you could also feel the kind of father and son bond a bit, I
yes.
think.
Well,
So,
anti-bond. Yeah.
yeah.
It's sure. No, it's wonderful. And you say, so the scout or the spy is a serious fellow. You're right. You're absolutely right. He's the only one with any brains in the operation, as far as I can tell. But he does have a wickedly funny, sarcastic sense of humor, I think. So I really love those
Yeah.
places where he can zing people.
All right. Well, Dennis, thank you so much for coming on for another episode of the Vogue podcast. Perhaps is there anything the spy and the pyro would like to say to our fans?
Yes. The spy would like to say, my friends, in life, some people see the glass as half empty. Some see the glass as half full. I say, just drink whatever is in the glass.
And do you think the pyro would have anything to say?
Why, sure, the pyro would. He would say, all right, let's do the thing.
Great information. Thank you, pyro. All right,
Thank
Dennis. Again, thanks for coming on, and I hope to see you in the future.
you, Ronald, and wonderful to speak with you again. Au revoir to all the players. Au revoir.